Genesis chapter 8. But God remembered Noah, and all the wild animals, and all the livestock that were with him in the ark. Then God made a wind blow over the earth, and the waters subsided. The springs of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. So the waters gradually receded from off the earth. Then, after 150 days, the waters had gone down. The ark rested in the 17th day of the 7th month on the mountains of Ararat. And the waters continued to recede until the 10th month. On the first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains became visible. At the end of 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark that he had made, and sent out a raven. It flew back and forth until the waters were dried up from the earth. Then he sent out a dove to see if the waters had receded from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no place for its feet to land. So it returned to him in the ark, for the waters still covered the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took it, and brought it back to him in the ark. After waiting 7 more days, again he sent out the dove from the ark. In the evening, when the dove came back to him, there was in her mouth a freshly picked olive leaf. So Noah knew that the waters had subsided from the earth. Then he stayed 7 more days and sent out the dove. This time it did not again return to him. Now in Noah's 601st year, in the first day of the first month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. Then Noah removed the covering of the ark and saw the face of the ground was drying. And in the 2nd month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry. Then God said to Noah, "Go out of the ark, you and your wife, your sons and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing that is with you of all the flesh, birds, livestock, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply on the earth." So Noah went out with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives. Every animal, every creeping thing, every bird, and everything that moves on the earth went out of the ark by their families. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and took some of the clean beasts and clean birds, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled the sweet aroma, and the Lord said in his heart, "I will never again curse the ground because of human beings, for the imagination of the human heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever again destroy every living thing, as I have done, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night, will not cease."